That's correct. At our first meeting of the new economic development SPC, which now includes the fire service to be part of that, it was raised by many members on Monday's meeting. And I suppose what we need to do here is the whole area of economic development is about exactly what it says in the tin. It's about the jobs, it's about the economy, it's about local businesses. And this is a huge issue for many businesses throughout the county. And I suppose what we've said on numerous occasions before is that we feel that sometimes our own Donegal County Council Fire Authority, which is effectively our own public service, sometimes are setting the bar too high with regard to the standards they require. They're using maybe a template that would be best used if you're starting from a greenfield site and they're going into existing businesses, some of which are there for 40 and 50 years, and ask them to do a spec of today's building regulations and fire regulations, which is a bit unfair. And on the same note, they're asking them then to bring in consultants and use consultants that's costing them an awful lot of money. So really the strong message coming across from the Chamber on Monday was that more common sense and discretion needs to be used. And we would be the first to say that we would be very, very clear in the message that everything needs to be fire safe, and have no doubt that it is, because business people are very responsible. But I think there needs to be a wee bit of common sense here, and maybe work over a certain time frame as well. There has been some concern over the time frame involved in the turnaround of some fire certs as well, and I think that's something that needs to be looked at. Hopefully now this is work in progress. This was the first meeting of our special policy committee on economic development, and hopefully now we can all work together to look at the weaknesses that we have in the system, but also the many strengths we have as well. And we all need to work together as a team, putting on the county jersey to ensure that we can work together to make sure that people who are employing people who are at the coalface of business.
How does the council's template compare with other templates used in other local authorities across the country? Is it a standalone thing, or can we take inspiration from other councils?
Seems to be the case in other counties. Don't seem to be, I suppose, using the rule book as much, and I think there seems to be more common sense in other counties. This seems to be something that really has only emerged over the last number of years in Donegal, and that's bringing a lot of concern from elected members and indeed many people in the business sector as well. So really what we're asking now is more of a common sense approach and how we can, as I say, try and address the weaknesses that we have in the system and trying to look at the huge economic benefits that we have from many, many businesses, and businesses that have been around the county for a long, long time, providing employment in many areas.